I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
Hello there.
How's everybody doing? Yeah, we're looking for a response.
Yeah, I'm fabulous. I don't know about you.
Yes, I'm actually quite well today as well. Yes.
Okay.
I got a question for you.
I should have an answer for you.
Yeah, yeah. Would you rather be more attractive or would you rather be more intelligent?
Oh my gosh, since I'm so much of both already.
Exactamundo. Exactly.
I would have to say that I would rather be more intelligent. And I say that because I think I look okay. I look okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen someone who I thought was so freaking beautiful. And I was like, I would not want to be her. Like, you walk down the street and people just probably stopping you all the time, falling all over you guys. Just like,
that's exactly what happened.
Oh.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Are you choking on my words? That sounds so damn far-fetched. But I am joking.
I was really choking.
And I was searching for a laugh.
But no, you are beautiful.
No, that's not the question. Goes back
for me,
to you.
For me, no, I would like to be more intelligent. I would. I mean, like I said, I consider myself pretty smart.
Yeah.
But I would love more intellect. There's so many things I don't know. It's like, oh my gosh, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, now, I don't know if I really want to have, what is that, photographic memory that everything sticks.
Yeah. What is that?
But
Identic, something like that. But yeah.
I said photographic memory.
Yeah, same thing.
That's what I said. Yeah.
That's what you.
Oh, call. I'm not smart enough to know what it's called.
Girl, good thing you're cute. Good thing you're fine, girl. Good thing you're fine.
So yeah, I think, you know, because sometimes I see people and I was like, they stayed in that other line too long. They stayed in the pretty line a little too long.
Yeah. Mm.
So I think I would like to be more intelligent if I had to choose to go back and double up on something.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, I would rather be more intelligent. I've seen attractive people go far, but I've seen intelligent people go farther.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's just nice being able to have different conversations with different people at any time. You know what I mean? So know what you're talking about.
Right,
when
just
you're
looking at the pretty
stuff.
Like, hey. We have no conversation.
Right.
Like,
right.
How often can we talk about you being pretty?
Right.
Bedazzled.
Oh, that's right. With Brendan Fraser and what's her name? Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh God.
I love that movie. That was another one I love.
Yeah. Because he wanted to be, what did he wanted to be? Which one? Well, he wanted to be a lot. But one of them, I think he wanted to be rich or something. And the basketball player, and all he could say was 110%.
Yeah, it was like stupid.
Like, dude, you have no intelligence.
Yeah.
And
yeah, and then he had like a little wee.
Oh,
right? Do you remember? No, that was a great movie too.
So pick intelligence.
Yes, I would have to go with intelligence. Got another one for you. Would you rather be able to have a 10-minute conversation with yourself in the past or have a 10-minute conversation with yourself in the future? Riddle me this.
I know,
Batman.
Right? I think I would have to go with the past. And because, heaven forbid, I have a conversation with the future me, like, girl, you didn't make it.
Yeah, you were shit to
it did not work out well for you.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, I'd be so devastated. Mm. And then I come over here, well, I tried.
I wanted so much more for us.
No, future me might not have good information and I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to go back to the past and be like, you can do it.
Water boy.
But no, because I know I've had some not so bright, some dark days mm-hmm. in the past. So yeah, go back to some of those, be like, you know what? It's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's yeah. okay now. Like, yeah. girl, one day you gonna have a podcast with Natalie.
Right.
Like, no way.
Get out. Right. Who the fuck is Natalie? Yes, I'll wait to meet her.
Too much. Mm-hmm. All right, so you, ma'am.
I would want to go back. I would want to talk 10 minutes to myself in the past. Talk to myself for 10 minutes in the past. You weren't even going to say nothing about how jumbled up that was. That was kind of crazy.
Well, you'll fix it in the...
Fix it in post. But no, I would want to go back. For pretty much the same reasons that you said, I'd like to be more encouraging to my younger self. Mm-hmm. Totally different mindset back then. I was in a different space mentally. As many times as my mom and my grandmother said, if you would just listen, you don't have to experience everything the hard way. Yes. If you would just listen. And I find myself saying that to my girls now. If you would just hear me, mm-hmm. I promise you, I know what I'm talking about. I can make your life so much easier, mm-hmm. if not on this front, but period. Yes.
Just hear me.
But yeah, I think that I would like to go backwards to have those conversations with myself. You don't know everything you think you know.
Yes.
You're not as smart as you think you are. Yeah. Yeah, you stood in the other line.
They're too old.
But those are the things I would tell myself. Like, you're going to hit some rocky times. You're going to get through those. Mm-hmm. Don't be a quitter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there are a few endeavors that I definitely, some paths that I definitely should have followed.
Yeah.
And I just wish that I had somebody in my ear at that time, you know,
to encourage you
to keep going. To go down that so I would also go to myself in the past, and that would also alleviate having to have so many damn conversations with myself in the future to explain with
the robot happened.
So the reason we were jumping through fiery hoops literally was because it could be avoided.
Okay,
so
cool.
I like those two.
Yes.
Yeah. So what you got for me today?
What do I have for you today? The children. What? Our favorite subject.
You beating on them kids.
I plead the fifth. Well, I don't call all that.
All the above.
Talking about wax and wisdom. Mm. And when I think about that, I think about, like we talked about before, like we are women of a certain age.
Yes.
And we have children that are young.
Yeah.
So that discipline, you know, because I think about how my mom disciplined me, mm-hmm. how I disciplined my first iteration of children, mm-hmm. And now who I am as a parent.
Right.
And it's a lot different.
Way different.
Yeah. Because like I didn't really get waxed because I was a good kid, but waxed
up until about 16-ish.
15.
You were still a good kid though.
Fast kid. But no, wax were totally acceptable.
Yeah.
When we were kids. Like I think I mentioned
before. By wax we mean spanking.
Well, not right.
I hate the term beating.
Because I said you got a beating. So, yeah. And it sounds violent.
It does.
But
it
wasn't. It was for the most part it wasn't.
Yeah. Depending on who your parent was.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Talking about my grandma with the trees in the backyard, that switch.
You hear it going through the wood.
Better not come back with a small one either. Yeah. But you know, that is a little violent. But you know, but it was like a whack. It wasn't, you know, Django Unchained.
Yeah, you weren't having whelps.
Yeah,
back and being strong.
Unless you accidentally, the belt flew out of my mom's hand one time with my brothers. I think she told me that, like, she kept them out of school or something. It's like.
That mark.
Right. But I mean, we got wax, you know, you got to tap on your butt.
Yeah.
Nobody called CPS because your mama whacked your butt. As a matter of fact, you get whacked in school.
Yeah.
You could, you know, paddle in the hand.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but now, heaven forbid you even mention. I tell them now, call CPS. Make sure you pack.
Right. Because they're taking you out of here when they come. Yeah.
You're going to go. Yeah. But now it's a lot different. So me being a parent, again,
mm-hmm.
I can't do what my mom did.
Mm-hmm.
And the mentality of children, it kind of precludes me from doing even what I did with my daughter, who's now in her 30s.
Yeah.
But I have a teenager.
Yeah.
So it's just not, it can't be the same.
Yeah.
Like, how do you, how do you handle, we're the same age and our kids are similar age.
Yeah. So I'm in agreement with everything that you just said. I'll add on to it is all I can really do, because I, even as a child, I did not get spanked a lot. Like I just wasn't, you know, I told a lot of stories, but my people just weren't the spanking and beating type. Have I been spanked? Of course. There's, you know, of course. But was it a regular thing for me? Like, I have friends who tell me stories about extension cords. Yeah. And I mean, to me, even back then, that's borderline abuse.
Oh, no, that's abuse.
You know what I mean?
Grab, like, anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, open hand to the butt or I'll still, if one of my girls mouth off, if your arm is what's close, I'm tapping that arm. If you're the back of your head, I'm tapping the back of that head. If your mouth is what's running, oh, I'm a plucker.
Oh, not the plucker.
Ooh, girl, I'm a plucker. But will I just outright just start?
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that. Now, let somebody raise their hand to me though, and then I forget you're my child.
Right.
And we see who comes out on top, because that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I'm in agreement with the whole discipline. There has to be some discipline. You can't, you know, this society now, the way they have these kids thinking, they think they can't even be disciplined. They think you can't say anything to them. Mm-hmm. Heaven forbid you raise a hand. Even my youngest, like I just said, say she's doing something and she's walking away and I hurry up and smack her. I'm like, if you don't cut it out. Girl, one day we were in Food Lion and she did something and I whacked her. Girl, you'd have thought that I was beating her in Food Lion. She was like, oh my God. I said, girl, that does not faze me. Not even a little tiny bit. You keep going the way you want to. You're the one looking stupid. But this society has kids thinking, time out. Give them a time out. You know the best way to punish the kid now?
Well, take away electronics.
Anything that beeps, gosh, rings.
They think the life has ended.
Yes.
Like, oh, I can't function.
Yes. Yeah. That is my go-to. Mm. That's my first thing that I'm going to.
And that does it.
Let me get that up out you right quick. And then keep it for a good duration, because it doesn't help to do it for a couple of hours or even a day. You got to hit that hard.
And that's crazy. And that the worst thing you do to a kid these days is not put your hands on them. Like, take that, just hand.
Yep.
And they are done.
Yep.
Devastated.
Yep. But I've had the whole, they're encouraged now to speak up, say something. Yeah. Depending on how they say it, it sounds like you're freaking Faye Dunaway. You know what I mean? No more wire hangers.
Yeah.
But all I did was smack your arm. Did you tell them that you were mouthing off? Did you tell them that, you know, you were, they get half the story, but make you look like the monster?
Of course. Of course. It's like, no. Because I know another thing too, the differences between then and now is like when mom would tell me, go out that yard if you want to.
I do want
to. I know, but we knew.
Yeah.
Don't you try it.
Yeah.
But the kids today here, go out there.
Because I want to.
Yeah.
You said if I want to go.
Yeah. So now we try to discipline them, but you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to be literal.
Yeah.
And that's another thing too, that literally speaking. Do they understand? I literally jumped out of my skin.
Did you? Did you look like you're in your skin?
Right.
So did you?
Because what did the one tell me the other day? She said it felt like, I don't know, like felt like hot pokers in my eyes. Like, how do you know how that feels?
Right. That's quite appreciating, I would imagine.
So they over-exaggerate everything. Yeah.
Do they over-exaggerate or do they just exaggerate?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
They over. To exaggerate. To exaggerate.
Yeah. But I don't necessarily feel like every situation warrants a tap either.
No.
I've learned to choose my battles. Back when I was young, I wouldn't dare say some of the things that my kids say. If I say, clean the kitchen, and I think you may have even heard me say to my youngest, this is not a conversation. Mm-hmm. This is me telling you to do something. So when I say to do that, I don't need words back. Mm-mm. All I need to hear is okay. Or the dishes.
Or the water running, right?
Right.
You know, Wanda told me, she said, I did your dishes.
You did. Like, but choose your battle. Is it worth getting yourself all frustrated over something like, you know what? Because I have friends, of course, my friends, most of my friends. Well, no, because you've got a young one. She has a young one. But I have a couple of friends whose kids are older. I'm talking like, you know, like you having your 30s.
Like my kid. Oh, yeah. My original kid.
And they are 1,000% appalled at some of the conversations I have with them. I would never. If I hear so-and-so, that wouldn't happen with so-and-so. Or when so-and-so was little, that didn't happen. You know what? Raise so-and-so now. And then tell me what you would or wouldn't do. I know in your mind, sitting here having the conversation, you're saying you would never, but be this person at your age in 2023 going into 24 and tell me what you would or wouldn't do.
Because you know,
what you would or wouldn't put up with.
My child is 30 something or not.
Right.
And now I have a 16-year-old.
Right.
It's like, yeah, the differences in what I do.
Yes.
And you know, and it took me a while to come to terms with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I figured this is who I am as a parent. Mm-hmm. This is how I do what I do.
Right.
But it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work the same. Like you said, you're not going to just whack the kid because then they're running, screaming, hollering. And it's still, and they're not going to do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's not what makes the kids function these days.
It doesn't.
And it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Like my therapist.
Speaking of being driven nuts.
Well, you know, and I did. I didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, beforehand, I've probably been telling you, oh, girl, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. But when it's real, when it's on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
A whole nother being.
Sometimes I have to decide what's more advantageous, me wiling out on you or me keeping my sanity for another 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's where it comes down to. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
And that's what I had to keep going back to myself. It's like, you know what? It is not worth me getting all worked up for this.
It is not. Mm-mm. It is not. You're still going to, in the end, you still got to do the dishes.
Yeah. Oh, like, you know, like, so, you know, I'm not going to pester you to do your chores, but when you come to me and look for money, like.
I can easily say, yeah, no. Yeah. Remember when I asked you to do such and such?
Yeah.
And not only that, I still make you do it.
Yeah.
And then not give you money.
And that's what happened too. It's like, but I did it.
Yeah, but I had
it on Thursday. It was supposed to be done on Saturday.
Right.
You know, it's like, no, you're going to do it because you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get rewarded for doing it on your time.
And my thing isn't even the your time, because you're still going to do the dishes now, or you're still going to clean the bathroom now, or your bedroom, or whatever it is now. But then later on, when you ask me, can we go to Taco Bell? Absolutely not. Why? Because you, that, why? Yeah, I knew you were going.
Did I ever ask my mom why?
No. I think I may have.
I think because I said so, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
But now everything gets a why.
Yeah.
Everything gets a why.
Yeah.
And it gets a multiple why.
Yeah.
Like, you don't stop asking.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't. But why though? I know you said no, but why? Because I said so. No, I know you said so, but why are you saying so? 2 seconds from now, you're going to be asking, why can't I talk? Oh, because my fist is down your throat? Oh, I see. But even now, I'm talking shit, but we both know.
That's right. Yeah. Not going to get physical like that, but you want to.
But I do.
It's like, at what age can you shake a tree?
At what age is it safe? What age are their brains developed enough for you to just put it on?
Well, it's not developed enough. It ain't going to rattle around, but it ain't developed enough.
But I've gotten to the point where I have to decide, like I said, what's worth it more, my sanity. Mm-hmm. Now, there are times though where I'm like, you know what? Fuck my sanity. This is one of those times where it's worth it.
Yes.
And then you see that oh my gosh, what's wrong with her? You know what I mean? Because now I flipped on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a whole different person. Mm-hmm. I'm the bad guy now, which is fine by me. Yeah. I couldn't care less. But I try the other way first.
Oh, yeah.
And I decide which one I want to be that day. Do I want to be calm and just keep watching Matlock? Showed my age again.
Not the Matlock.
All 52 years. Do I want to continue to watch Matlock or Days of Our Lives or whatever it is that I'm into? Or do I want to stand up and get this close to your face and have this out? Sometimes I just feel like being that person.
You know, yeah, because I know, like, for me, I went off, like, what did I say? It was like, you had so little respect for my intelligence. Like, you're going to tell me something just ridiculous to outrageous, my face. Even. So that's what I was like, oh, no.
That's when you want to have it out.
We're going to have this out mm-hmm. because you thought I was that stupid.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I am so personally offended
right now. I'm not even mad. I'm just offended. Like,
you thought I was going to believe you? Yeah. I told her, next time, I'm going to need you to try harder. Because that right there.
Yeah, I need you to put a little more effort into this bullshit.
Exactly. I feel so disrespected that you didn't even take the time to craft a better life for
us. Yes, you did not even exert any energy whatsoever or to try to trick me.
I probably look crazy like, what the? You just say that to me.
But they do. They think they're smarter. It's and I have to go back to my own teenage years when I thought I knew everything. I did. I mean, it's just a rite of passage. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. It's what happens. 16 years from now, another 16-year-old is going to think they know more than their parent or parents. But like we talked about going back to my old self and just saying, you don't know everything. Mm-hmm. Hear other people's opinion and follow other people's direction and instruction. It's going to make your life a lot easier, but you can't tell the kid that no more than you could tell me that, you know, when I was 16.
Drives me bonkers.
Yeah. But when it comes down to whether or not to swat, spank, whack, whatever you want to call it, we're not going to call it beat. But when it comes down to that, it also depends on the severity of the crime. You know what I mean? My youngest was, my oldest was, I'm trying to think, she was in the bathroom and she was lighting paper on fire. And she would run the water and put it out. And I was like, I'm upstairs, me and my ex. And I'm like, you smell something burning? I'm like, it smells like paper. Mm. You know, paper has a very distinct smell. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I come downstairs and she's like,
I didn't do nothing.
And I'm like, what do I smell? Yeah. I don't smell anything. I'm like, but I do. So it's such a strong smell and it was so recent. I'm following the smell right to the downstairs bathroom. I open the bathroom and she's not even good at that age to clean up behind herself, so I can see the burnt paper. And I'm like, yo, were you in here? So I mean, that 1000% deserved what she got.
Yeah.
And then I had the wisdom conversation where we sat down. Do you understand?
Yes. What could have happened?
Why you got in the kind of trouble you did? You literally could have killed yourself. Mm-hmm. You could have killed us upstairs. Mm-hmm. We are attached to neighbors. Like, so many things could have gone wrong. So it depends on the severity of the situation, but she absolutely took a couple to the leg. Mm. That was a given.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Now you spill, you know, your paint on the rug. I'm not wilding out over that. You're going to get my mouth because I've told you multiple times to put a towel down or, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to have a strongly worded conversation, but I'm not taking anything away from you and I'm not spanking you.
Yeah.
Now, your report card comes home and I see an E. When did they change an F to an E? What the fuck is that about?
I don't know anything about report cards anymore. I don't know what goes on.
But they changed the Fs to an E.
So E for effort.
I don't know what it is. Effort. I guess to stay consistent. I guess to stay consistent in the alphabet, the E. But to me, an F was more like, oh, like.
Yeah, why would you?
Yeah, I don't know. But I digress.
Yeah, yeah.
So bring me home an E or a D on your report card. Mm-hmm. Now I'm taking electronics. That doesn't warrant me putting my hands on you. And I'm not going to bother having a verbal with you on that one, because you it's obvious why I'm taking the phone and the Xbox. So different situations warrant different reactions.
I think when we were kids, I think everything got a whack.
Yeah, because we didn't have electronics. And
well, you also, and your parents weren't going to discuss it with you.
They
were not going to discuss it.
They were the parent.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Yeah. So I do a little more wisdom now.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I need to set the expectations so that you know, because sometimes you get whacked. You're like,
what did I do wrong?
You just stop crying before I give you something to cry for.
Shut up and tell me, what are you crying for?
What do you want me to do? Shut up and cry.
Or tell you, what do I do?
You're making me cry.
Right?
But yeah, I set the expectation so that you know what's acceptable and what's not.
Yes.
You know, so I'm going to give you, like say it was a minor offense, I'm going to give you grace. I'm going to explain to you why that should never happen again.
Right.
So when it does happen again, that's why you have an attitude adjuster. Oh, I wish I had brought that. It's something I bought.
Sounds great though.
I know, right? It's like a board of wood. Like, I guess they show the when the people get phased, and hazing. Is that what it's called? I think phased. Okay, I was never in any of those things, but
I wasn't paddle. Either. But I knew
it haze versus phase. Yeah. But it's a paddle, mm-hmm. and it's got attitude adjuster on it. I've never had to use it actually,
right.
but I pull it out. Active. You want to? It's just the threat of it.
Yeah,
but they know I'm not whacking, because I always thought too. Sometimes, like if I start, I might not stop.
See, and that's the other thing. What you don't want to do is get me to the point where I've passed all of the other stuff, mm-hmm. the verbal and the taking the stuff away and the just letting it go. Don't make me truly snap.
Yeah.
And I used to tell my oldest that all the time before the youngest came into the household. There's just two of us here. There's nobody to pull me off you.
If I lose it,
it's mm-hmm. it's just me and you, kid. Mm-hmm. Like, you, there's no one here to say, oh my gosh, stop.
Right, that's enough. Yeah, to pull you back. Because when you lose your mind, it's like, oh my gosh. Because I know, like, my child, she's always been willful. Mm-hmm. Extremely
love it.
But I know one time we were somewhere and I lost it. And I think I like jacked her up on the wall by her neck.
And sometimes that has to happen.
Yes.
Like, with teenage girls, I don't know how guys handle teenage guys, kids, but men, young men, but you have to with your.
Yeah,
with
sometimes you got to put that fear into them so they won't try you again. Mm-hmm. But also, now my child was a little thick growing up. She's always, mm-hmm. I used to think somebody was feeding her bricks. But so she was a big kid. But again, she was willful.
Yeah.
So I remember telling this guy I was in the military with. He was, stocky guy. I was like, look, I'm about to go home and beat my child. I'm going to need you to stay by your phone in case I need your help.
Right. Just in case you got to come over and help
her. Right. Because this show was so funny, too, because she's always trying to, like, get away, like, you hold her. And I'm trying to spank her.
Yeah,
she tried to back up into the corner. I was tired. Because you got to
Joke's on you, huh? Right. You got it. You got just as much punishment as she did.
Right? I had to work for it. I was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't want that workout.
That's a thought, though. Like, I didn't have that problem as far as, like, the strength of it all and the getting exhausted and all that stuff. But these kids now think they're so freaking smart that it almost becomes a mental argument. You know what I'm saying? Like, it almost becomes a challenge of the wits. Like, having arguments back and forth about why something's wrong.
It's like, when they think their way is better, it makes sense to them.
To them.
Right, but it's like, but that's not what I want to, that's not how I want to play it.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, my rule has to be.
I don't care what you think. I'm telling you what I want.
Yeah.
What I expect.
And it's just that.
Yeah. Have you gotten no, you don't, because your kids, you've got one in public. Well, you're in public school, but have you gotten the parent view where mm-hmm. I can see their grades? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nonstop. I can look on here right now and tell you if there's any missing assignments or whatever. Why is there a D here? Oh, they didn't grade that. They didn't grade assignments yet.
Yes. So, everybody has a D?
Right.
Or they just gave me the assignment. But why would they just give it to you? I've heard all that too about it. It's like, I don't.
Yeah. I also, please don't tell me on Friday that you have a project due on Monday. When did you get it?
Oh, they gave it to us.
Yes. They gave it
to us. We went through that too. We went through that. I was like, when you get that assignment, you will start working on it. Because oh my God. That drove me nuts. The last minute, still you're trying to work on it, and now you got a low grade
because you had to half-ass it.
Another one, the homework never got turned in. But I saw that's you
another
do
one.
It.
That's another one. Yeah.
It was in the bag. I forgot.
So you got a zero.
Kids.
I don't want them. You know, I always laugh. I can't believe people have children on purpose.
I spent too much time. I'm going to get my tubes tied.
Yeah.
Just kids are exhausting.
They are.
And they don't even realize how exhausting they are.
Not only that, they also don't know when to appreciate how good they have it. And I say that because both of my girls, they have their own bedrooms. One has a PlayStation in her room. The other one has an Xbox. My best friend, the one I always talk about, he literally just bought both of those girls 55-inch Samsung TVs for their bedrooms.
I'm adoptable.
That's why. That's why.
Why?
Because he thought their other TVs were too small. They have brand new. I mean, my one hasn't even taken the clear plastic off of it yet. That's how new they are. The TVs are. If you want a pair of Vans, long as I can swing it, let's get your Vans.
And you're absolutely right, because I know I grew up poor.
Yeah.
I can afford the OR.
Yeah.
But these kids, they live in a nice house. They're in all these extracurricular activities. Yep. Yep. And I mean, oh my gosh, you have a choice of what you eat for dinner.
There are some kids who depend on breakfast and lunch
at school.
As their first and second meals, and hopefully there's a third one when they get home.
But you're complaining about I don't eat meatloaf.
Right. I've gotten to the point where, like I said before, I try to decide what's worth it, my sanity or teaching you a lesson. Most times my sanity wins out. But I've also, and I don't know what I was watching or who I was talking to. And if you say that was me, I wouldn't be surprised. But they were saying, like, they've developed an attitude of, go ahead. I want, can I just have ice cream for dinner? Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. If it's not anything that's going to hurt them, can I just wear my hair out? Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes, especially if I've told you something and you're like, you want to be resistant, and you know what? Sometimes it's better for your friends to
go to school and get cheese.
They can teach you better than I can. You go ahead. Look, you don't want to put no deodorant on?
Don't. Go ahead.
I'm tired of telling you to wash your face.
Go ahead. You don't want to wash your neck?
Who washes their neck?
I told you about both of my girls. Like, who washes their neck in the shower? Everybody. Everyone does.
Let your friends tell you, baby. I'm done.
Yeah. I'm done. That's my new thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like you said,
one of them knows how to do her own laundry. If her laundry's not done, not my circus, not my elephant. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm not doing laundry.
Yeah. I'm teaching the youngest one.
Yeah.
I told her she's got a terrible habit of taking her clothes off. They're going to listen to this one day and be like, did y'all ever like us? Ever? But she doesn't like hanging up clothes. So she just puts everything in the dirty clothes, in the hamper. Oh, I see what we're doing here. Okay. I just take my stuff out and leave her shit in the hamper. It's not dirty. You just didn't feel like hanging it up. Or you wore your pants one time and just put them in the hamper.
Partial day and just like everything's dirty.
Mm. Yeah. Now, when COVID was running rampant, everything that came home went straight to the laundry.
But if you just went to school and
your jeans don't look like you went to school or that you played outside, just hang them up, please.
Yeah.
And I'll wash them the next time you wear them.
Because I read something somewhere where jeans don't get washed all the time.
Yeah,
I don't mind though because I hardly ever. So I don't put on pants. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, but some things, like you said, they have to learn that wisdom. Yeah. That's they're gonna have to get it from somebody else, because when their classmates like, why are your face looking like that?
Why is your neck a different color than your face? And kids are fucking
horrible.
Kids are cruel.
The worst.
They're mean little creatures who should live under bridges.
Not the trolls.
The trolls.
But you're like, kids.
They are. They don't care. Because
even my feelings. Thing is like, right, I'm trying to protect you by telling you these things.
Yes.
But if you want to be rebellious and go out there, yes, please do.
Yep.
Be my guest.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Don't come
not
back.
Even, not, I'm not even going to my go ahead. Nah, go ahead. That's my thing.
Yeah.
You don't want to eat what I cook. Yep. You don't want to eat what I cook. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. Figure it out, though.
Yeah.
I don't care if you eat Ritz crackers. Go ahead.
Because I told all the kids, like, you don't have to abide by my rules if you don't live in my house.
Right. Like, go ahead. Go.
The choice is up to you.
Absolutely.
I didn't say you had to do everything. Yeah. Like, but we have the understanding that if you live here,
then this is what you'll do.
Right. These are the rules, so you can accept them or not.
Yeah. See how far you can get at 16.
Yeah. Go
17.
Ahead. Go ahead.
That's my, it is. I, my sanity has to come first. Otherwise, I'm not even here for the duration for you.
Yeah.
If I can't get through day by day, you know what I mean? And if I can't stay sane.
If I can't function.
I can't help you.
Then, right. Then I'm no good to you anyway.
Yep.
So self-preservation.
All day.
Because these kids today will tax you.
Jeffrey's staring dead square in my door.
Okay. Like, first of all.
Jeffrey's over there like, yeah.
That is not Jeffrey.
Oh my gosh, that's Wally. That's Wally.
You know what? Yes, Wally has been in here with us. My boy.
I did notice him earlier, but I was thinking.
You thought he just got here?
No. I noticed him earlier. I noticed him earlier today, but it just seemed I looked and
Should I bring
like,
Wally on camera?
Yes.
Now we got to know who we're talking about.
Right. See, now I can see.
Okay, this is Wally. This is my buddy Wally.
Where's the book?
We wrote a book called Wally's Dream. I'm not trying to get that book. That, we're going to have to do the book later. But the way our room is set up.
We can get right here.
That's about all we got right here. But no, Wally, I wrote a book called Wally's Dream. And Wally is a baker.
Best book ever.
Yes, see, he's got the little purple apron on.
Yes.
So we do vending events together. We cook together. What we bake. Together.
For ungrateful children.
Yeah.
See how his head just be like bobbing, like, yo, what do you do?
Kids are horrible. But I had to bring him up here actually because they terrorize him.
Who did?
Everybody picks on him. I don't know why. I know. And they know I love Wally. That's why they pick on him.
That is
why. Wally's my buddy.
Well, the other reason they pick on him is because they're horrible. Kids are horrible.
Kids are horrible. Yes,
beat
they
him.
Are. That's what should they call them. Kids are horrible.
Beat them.
Beat them.
Man, what the fuck them kids now?
We did. You should bring the mug I gave you, the cup I gave you.
Oh, I love that. My life ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get the kids away.
Yeah.
It's like, oh gosh, kids. But you know, without kids, would we have much to talk about? We talk about those kids so much.
We do. But what we don't talk about often enough is their progress and how great they are. Well, I mean, because part of this is just allowing us to vent.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, you know, blah, blah, blah. But all like those random instances where I'm like, go ahead, or don't make me hurt you, or it's just me and you, and
right.
You know,
so
those are far and in between.
Obviously, because the kids are still existing, so
yeah.
But you're right,
they're thriving.
But right, but it's the comedy of it all, because yeah, sometimes they surprise you with the greatness.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
who's this?
I just got a note. My youngest wrote me a note out of nowhere, and it said something like, I appreciate everything you do. I have $525 in my bank. She has a little jar in her bedroom. It's like, you got $500 in there? What am I doing that you got five? But it's everybody. My mom, 20 here. You know, this one, 10 here. But anyway, I digress. But the note was like, I have $525. I don't want you to always have to spend your money on me. Aww. You can have my bank money. And yes. My mom was here. My mom was visiting.
Wow.
And I was like, Mommy, look at this.
Aww.
And then at the end, it said, this should make her happy. I mean, my mom was like, her. So I'm like, I wonder if someone was in her ear, you know what I mean? Like talking shit. And maybe she just erroneously So I asked, after I was so, thank you so much. So like 2 days later, I was like, hey, I said, quick question. On your note, I said, you put, this should make her happy. I said, who's her? And she was like, no, you. And I said, but you wrote, her, this should make her happy. I said, was this letter for someone else? And you were showing, I couldn't
somebody
understand.
Dictating or right. Yeah, like, well, why, right. Why do you make that
right? Mistake? And somebody was like, well, this should make her happy. No. Yeah. And she was like, no, you. No. She was like, I meant
she just wrote everything they said.
Right. Right. Right.
Like that you see the cake Rex or whatever is like, put we'll miss you. And underneath that, put
and underneath that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
She's writing down everything.
But she was like, no, I meant to you. Put you. This should make you happy. So I was still been, look, I, know, right? I was still like
mm-hmm. But it could have been her thought. She's thinking this will make her happy. And because that's
I hope so. Yeah. But I thought it was a very thoughtful letter. Yeah. You know, what I mean, if it came. But I come across stuff every now and again that I get from my girls. My oldest when she was younger did it. What's it called when you write something for every letter?
I knew you were gonna say that. I don't know. I've done it many times.
Yeah. Anagram. That's what I was thinking it was, but I didn't know if I was right. But you know, N nice, A attractive, T talented, A something else. When it got down to the E, she put easy. And one of my friends was like, "Oh my god, you didn't like, you're not gonna say anything,
really?"
I was like, "Well, she's six, so." Or seven, she might have been.
She didn't call you a whore.
Right. I'm like, maybe in her mind, I was easygoing.
Some people are so.
I was like, oh my gosh, get your fucking 40-year-old mind out of this little cute anagram. Jiminy crickets.
She called you a whore.
I mean, he was literally. But he was literally, when he was reading, he was like, oh my gosh. She was like, did you say anything? I was like, about what?
Thank you.
When he was like, she said you were easy. I was like, she's fucking in kindergarten, like learning how to write. What are you talking about right now? Oh my gosh.
Some people.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah. And you know, I don't frown on how people raise their children. How you raise your children is how you raise your children.
I frown.
I don't have say so in what goes on in someone's house unless there's harm being done, but I can't tell you how to raise your kids. But what I can say is keep your fucking kid away from mine.
Yes,
I can say that.
Yeah,
I can say no, we won't be having a sleepover. No, you can't. Do you know there are still children who just drop their kids off at people's houses without meeting the parent?
Yes, I do.
I've had parents drop their kids off at my house, and I'm like, hey, and they're, all I see is tail lights.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, well.
Maybe whip the parents.
Whip them all. So, yeah, I'm not a fan of all the beatings and the whippings. However, it's warranted at times. I much prefer the wisdom.
Yeah, definitely. And especially with the age the kids are now, like, I'm not going to. Yeah, I think they age out of it. Seems necessary to put your hands on them any kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I can imagine.
It's counterproductive.
Yeah. I can't imagine whacking the 16-year-old with the attitude adjuster.
Right. Yeah. We're
into the wisdom.
Well, because we're smart as shit.
That's right. Because we are.
All right, y'all. We're out.
Say bye, Wally. Say bye-bye.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe, and look for a new episode every Wednesday.